I'm Mark Zito.
I'm Ryan Sampson.
And this is happening. Back again. Another day. I never know. You would think that I would plan out literally anything to say to start the show.
Right.
And every time as I'm saying my name, I'm just like, what am I going to say? And then I say a thing.
What's next?
Yeah. And then I got nothing. Like, I know where we're eventually going to go, but.
Well, yeah, we have another like half hour. We gotta get on here.
Yeah, I know. How do those radio shows that do 4 or 5 hours do it? I would just be like, Ryan, do you want to say our names a bunch?
Yeah, let's just repeat that.
Yeah,
you
exactly.
Know what? Let's take some phone calls.
Yes, that's true. Don't forget, you can reach out to us, happeningshow@gmail.com or @MarkZito @MashupRyan. We're wondering. We're gonna start one call a day. That is a thing we are doing. I don't know if anyone's gonna call.
I think we'll get some people to call.
I'm concerned.
I know you are.
Maybe Megyn Kelly will call.
We all went to the same university.
She went to Syracuse?
Yeah.
Did not know that.
Yeah.
Let me take you through my week. Sarah's up with her parents in Connecticut, enjoying the woods. I am here with the cats, and I was like, you know what? Let me watch an old movie. Let me watch a movie that I've never seen, a classic, right?
Would you?
I was going to watch Gone with the Wind.
Oh.
Turns out I can't.
What do you mean you can't?
HBO Max has removed the movie from streaming.
Oh, so you don't have, Apple?
I don't know. I'm just making,
Amazon?
I was never going to watch this movie. I have legitimately
Netflix?
No idea what it is about.
What do you
clue,
think it's
right.
about?
Okay.
Gone with the Wind. What do you
Hold
think?
On.
So there's Clark Gable.
Okay.
And Vivian Lee.
Yep.
What is it about?
Okay.
What happens?
One moment. Hold on. Let me set this up properly. Okay.
Okay.
I wanna play a little music.
Ooh.
I wanna get into it, but unfortunately, I brought the music up in the wrong browser here because I suck, and now I'm getting a 30-second New Jersey wish President Trump a happy birthday ad. Okay.
Oh my God.
Which, can you imagine what a loser you gotta be to wish the president a happy birthday?
Can you imagine what a loser you have to be if someone has to buy a commercial to remind people to wish you a happy birthday?
I imagine if Trump has like a Facebook wall and like, you know, Ron in West Virginia is like, HBD, Mr. Prez.
Do you think he goes back and like likes them all?
Yeah, dude, remember when? Yeah, this brings up, and we could stop here for a second. Facebook is now pretty much for me, it's the arguing about politics and the birthday app. They should just write it. Facebook would, I would be more likely to keep Facebook forever if they ran a commercial that was just like, do you know when your friends' birthdays are? No. I guess you should stay on Facebook. Like,
well, yeah, remember, Facebook, the whole thing used to be look at other people's pictures. When's the last time you put a picture of yourself up on Facebook?
No, rarely. Rarely.
It's
kind of frowned upon. Actually, the only person recently when I've been going on people's Facebook pages that I saw had posted a bunch of photos of themselves, but it was really just the same one proving that, you know, an older generation doesn't know how to use Facebook is John DePietro. So,
oh, okay.
And we'll have a little update on the Allie's situation, the Allie's donut situation a little later on the
we
show.
We don't really need an update, but go ahead.
I mean, the update is apparently the owner is making donuts alone now because they've gotten so many death threats. That they don't feel safe,
oh,
the employees
God.
Coming in. So that's neat. Good job, Rhode Island. Good job, everyone. That's what you do. If you disagree with somebody, you threaten to murder everyone.
To murder them. Yeah.
Good Lord. But yeah, so birthdays. Like I remember at one point, like it's not even where if you're my real friend, I don't write on your wall.
I text you.
Exactly. I text or call. And then I realized that, like, I feel bad. And now, I don't know if it's Facebook usage just going down, but I don't get as many birthday posts anymore. And I think it's because I don't give anyone else a birthday post. Like, is it a cycle that needs to be replenished with my own?
No, I thought that, too, because I don't do, you know, like, the big happy. I write happy birthday to people I know, not to everyone on my list. There's a lot of people on my Facebook that I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I feel like mine died down, but I also feel like it's sort of like a fad that's over.
Birthday wishing. Wishing people a happy birthday is done.
With wishing total strangers or people like you haven't talked to in 10 years a happy birthday. Like that's the one piece of acquaintance you hold on to is you wish them a happy birthday on Facebook. Like I feel like even that's going away.
There's this guy. He's a music. I won't give out his name, but you actually might be friends with him. But he's like a guy in the music industry.
Okay.
And it seems like birthdays are like his thing. Like he's like the Willard Scott of music industry Facebook.
I think I know exactly who you mean.
JL?
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. What? Yeah. I was just texting you his name, yes. But yeah, exactly.
It's crazy. There's this guy who lists everyone's birthday every day. And I don't know if he just really likes birthdays or if you're going to add a record and you're like, oh, I'm really torn, but this guy wished me a happy birthday.
I think it's a holdover that the person used to do a newsletter and they would circulate to like radio programmers and it was you know he's a record guy. So it was very much, you know, geared towards selling his records.
Yeah.
But it was a newsletter and one way he would get, you know, like it was, the birthday trick is, you know, to mention people in it. He would list everyone's birthday when he would send it out. So that's a holdover from when you used to get his newsletter on your fax machine.
Yeah, but like I don't even remember how I became Facebook friends with that guy, and he's wishing me a happy birthday.
He's a sales guy. I mean, like he's an old school record guy, and he knows that you know people. He knows what your job is, that you book talent for SiriusXM, so he's gonna reach out
to people.
You.
Let me even tell you that he wishes people a happy birthday. That there's no way he knows personally. He'll be like, "Happy birthday, Mick Jagger," and it'll be like, "What?"
I bet you he knows him.
Okay. There's the amount of people.
Yes, you're right. No, but he does know. Listen, the guy knows a lot of people. He's been around.
Yeah.
He's definitely, I know you're, but yes, it's an old school thing that is held over for a long time.
I don't know how we got on the birthday topic. I forget.
Well, because we got distracted because we were going to start guessing.
Oh,
see if you can guess what
Trump's
Gone
birthday.
With the Wind was about. But
Trump's
yeah, but we,
birthday, happy
but
birthday.
We had some technical difficulties.
Right. Okay. Well, anyway, here's the okay. Ooh. Gone with the Wind.
Ooh. Yes.
How's
Gone
level
with the Wind
on the
about,
music? Does that sound
perfect.
Great? Oh, okay.
Sounds
so
good.
So this is good because it's actually showing me some stills about the movie. I have legitimately... when I tell you I have no idea what this movie's about...
Frankly, Mark, I don't give a damn.
Okay, that line's from this movie? Okay.
Yeah.
So, all right. So it looks like a bunch of people are dressing to perhaps go to the Kentucky Derby.
Uh-huh.
There's a lot of big hats. Clark Gable, who definitely, this is certainly like, you know how leading men can always be way older than the women? He looks like he's friggin' 60 in this movie. I'm sure he's
not. I think
not.
He was 21 when they filmed it.
Wait, unless I'm looking at the wrong dude.
No. That's always the thing. Is like Clark Gable, you're right. He does look like he's 60, but like everybody back then was 21 and looked like they were 60.
It's all that cigarettes and racism. Okay. So this movie's been pulled out. Now, here's what I think this happened. I don't know what happens in this movie. Are there like tumbleweeds? Is the wind actually a part of the movie? Is like the wind a character?
It basically, here's the deal.
No, hold on. I'm going to tell you. I got to turn this music off. It's throwing me off. We don't use production on this show for a reason. I can't pay attention to anything. There's no way Clark Gable's 21. I'm looking at a photo of him in this movie.
I know.
Right now.
I'm joking.
Okay. So there's a lady, and she moves into a house, and there's a black lady there, I guess. And Clark Gable's there, and he's like, I want to have sex with you, I think. I mean, I'm just imagining because it looks like they get married, but I imagine like the undertones are I want to have sex. And then I just don't understand where the racism part, like I don't know why it was taken off the internet and I don't want to give my thoughts on that. But like,
okay,
I mean, is she a slave?
It's been a long time since I've seen the movie.
So
but
does this
I
movie take
the,
place in like the 1800s?
No, it takes place during the Civil War.
So, like, the 1800s?
Yes, I'm sorry, the 1800s. Yes, I'm sorry. I missed what you said. I went over my head.
For a second, I was like what?
What? So, no, I remember the movie, all right? The plot of the... It's a love story, and the plot of the movie is...
Ryan, I would like to point out, you could just Google the plot. You don't need to do it off from memory.
The Yankees are coming to burn down our house, and slavery is great. Like, why would they mess with our perfect way of life? Is what I remember from that movie.
Okay, but like, what is the actual? Hold on, let me.
It's like some sappy weird love story.
Okay, and
with you know, like the you know, the great plantation life in the background.
All right.
Is basically what it is.
Okay, I'm looking.
It's just from another time.
Okay, but see, like, I don't understand why you then take it off the internet. Like, there are so many
No, they didn't take it off the internet.
They took it down from streaming.
They took it down from their service. Yeah. They're like, we're not going to feature this movie anymore.
Okay.
They didn't, it's not like erased. If you still, like, want to have slavery nostalgia, you can go watch this movie anytime you want somewhere else. No one is banning it from you. That's what gets me upset about these things, is everybody's like all like in an uproar, like you're never going to, you know, be able to see it again.
I mean, it's pretty insane for doesn't HBO air the hell out of Django Unchained?
Yeah, I mean, there's you know, like, this is a problem.
Didn't HBO also, wasn't there a show from like the new show from the creators of Game of Thrones? Wasn't it briefly like, what if slavery was still a thing? Wasn't that going to be?
I'm pretty sure there was
some crazy show like that that they ended up canceling it, but they were going to do that. So now to be like, oh, we're not going to stream Gone with the Wind, which I'm going to now read you what's about so we can understand.
The real plot.
Okay, in 1861, on the eve of the American Civil War, Scarlett O'Hara lives at Tara, her family's cotton plantation in Georgia. First of all, I like how they named the plantation Tara. Like, oh, this Tara. Is my plantation, Michael. You know, just, what? All right. With her parents.
But by the way, hold on. I'm standing by my assessment of the plot. Let's see how far off.
Okay, what about my assessment, which is this guy wants to bang this girl in a house? Which, like, also is correct so far.
Yeah, also is correct so far.
I'm reading this from Wikipedia. With her parents and two sisters and their many slaves. Okay. Mm. Not good. No, that seems bad. Whew, the O'Hara family. Not good. Scarlett learns that Ashley Wilkes, whom she secretly loves, is to be married to his cousin, Melanie Hamilton. What? First of all, the man's name is Ashley?
Listen, this isn't explored enough. You know, when people, I used to make the joke when people would say, we believe in traditional marriage. I would always say, so you offer a cow for your daughter, like a dowry, like that's tradition. But really, the more traditional marriage is inbreeding.
Huh. Well,
So you want me to marry my cousin is really when people say they believe in traditional marriage should be the responses. So you want me to marry my cousin.
So he's going to be married to his cousin, Melanie Hamilton. And the engagement is to be announced the next day at a barbecue at Ashley's home, the nearby plantation, 12 Oaks. Okay. At the 12 Oaks party, I am like, this segment I want you to know is going to take forever because I'm going to read this whole thing.
Oh, God.
At the 12 Oaks party, Scarlett makes an advance on Ashley, but instead, see, as somebody who's never, I know I'm like gender stereotyping here, but yeah. I am now reading this as a lesbian love triangle. I know,
right, but I believe Ashley is a man. Yeah,
I would certainly hope so. I don't think they were like, listen, we're going to do the slave movie, but we're going to really kick it up a notch in 1939 by including two lesbians. At the 12 Oaks party, Scarlett makes an advance on Ashley, but instead catches the attention of another guest, Rhett Butler. The barbecue is disrupted by news of the declaration of war as the men rush to enlist.
Yankees are coming to burn it.
Okay,
down.
So all these people are like, no, we love having slaves. We need to go fight for this. Okay.
Yep.
In a bid to arouse jealousy in Ashley, Scarlett marries Melanie's younger brother, Charles, before he leaves to fight. How do you just...
So far, Mark, I'm telling you, it's a weird, sappy love story with the backdrop of being we love slavery.
Yeah, looks like it. Also, if you're trying to get somebody to marry you, I assure you, and I don't know
marrying
this from
somebody
experience,
else isn't
but,
the
like,
way to do it.
Marrying someone else really seems to take you off the market, right?
Yeah, but listen, the thing is, HBO is just saying we don't want to feature this anymore. That's it.
Yeah,
then they're allowed to not feature it anymore.
Totally.
It's not like
totally.
The movie's banned.
I don't even care about HBO anymore. I really just need to know what this movie is about. I'm sorry. I know you don't want to do this.
You've got the entire plot of the movie. I'm telling you.
Ryan, we're already, one paragraph into a five paragraph movie. I need to know where this is going to go.
It's like 4 hours long.
Okay. Okay. So Scarlett marries this other dude. Then he dies. Okay, good idea. I guess if you're trying to prove that you, like, if you're really trying to throw shade at somebody you want to marry and you marry somebody else, knowing that they're going to die, it's like a sham marriage. Good. So he dies while serving in the Confederate Army. Good, first of all. Good. That's what you get for defending the Confederate flag. Scarlett's mother sends her to Hamilton Home in Atlanta, where she creates a scene by attending a charity bazaar in her mourning attire and waltzing with Rhett.
It sounds like a rehab.
Yes. But
Hamilton Home sounds like a rehab.
It definitely does. Yes. Oh, she's doing a stint at Hamilton Home.
Hamilton Home.
Now a blockade runner for the Confederacy. I don't know what a blockade runner is, but whatever. The tide of the war...
Really?
No.
Well, you know what a blockade is.
Kind of.
You ever seen Smokey and the Bandit?
No. We could do that
the
movie next
the
if you want.
The blockade runner. Yeah, the bandit's the blockade runner, but go ahead.
Okay. The tide of war turns against the Confederacy. What? Who saw that coming? After the Battle of Gettysburg, in which many of the men in Scarlett's town are killed. 8 months later, as the city is besieged by the Union Army in the Atlanta campaign, Melanie gives birth with Scarlett's aid, and Rhett helps them flee the city. Wow, a lot going on in that sentence.
Yeah.
Once out of the city, Rhett chooses to go off to fight. Who is Rhett? Is Rhett... Gable?
Clark Gable.
Okay.
Yeah, Clark Gable.
They should have written this, okay. And who won the Oscar for this?
Hattie McDaniel.
Who is she?
Who plays Mammy.
Okay, Mammy's not even mentioned yet.
Oh, she's in the whole movie, but, you know, again, this isn't the type of movie where she is, important.
Got it. And yet she won the Oscar. That seems odd.
Remember the people that like this.
Uh-huh. Okay. Rhett flees. Once out of the city, Rhett chooses to go off and fight, leaving Scarlett to make her own way back to Terra. Upon her return home, Scarlett finds Terra deserted, except for her father, her sisters, and two former slaves, Mammy and Pork. They named a slave Pork? Scarlett learns that her mother has... Like, who is naming things in this movie? There's Terra, who, by the way, I already forgot was actually a plantation, and I thought there was a new character named Terra. and Pork. All right. Scarlett learns that her mother has just died of typhoid fever and her father has become senile. God, this lady's life sucks. With Terra pillaged by Union troops, again, should have named it.
The Yankees are coming to burn everything down.
And the fields
down,
unattended.
See?
Scarlett vows she will do anything for the survival of her family and herself. As the O'Haras work in the cotton fields. Wait, so is this movie like, oh, look at these white people pulling themselves by the bootstraps and working in their own fields?
There you go.
Oh, my God.
I'm telling you, the theme of this movie is why did they come mess up our perfect Southern way of life?
Scarlett's father attempts to chase away a scallywag from his land. What the f*** is a scallywag?
I don't know what a scallywag is.
But is thrown from his horse and killed. Also, why was he on a horse? I thought he was senile. With the defeat of the Confederacy, this should be a new segment we do where we just talk about movies I've never seen and then I review them based on Wikipedia.
A scallywag is a person that behaves badly, but in an amusingly mischievous rather than harmful way.
He killed a guy with the death. Oh, that was a really mischievous killing. But it sucks that you were playing the Benny Hill theme, but that guy fell off his horse and died. With the defeat of the Confederacy, Ashley also returns, but finds out he is of little help at Terra. Why? Is he like, I don't know how to be a slave? Like, what? When Scarlett begs him to run away with her, he confesses his desire for her and kisses her passionately, but says he cannot leave Melanie. So she's trying to break up a marriage now?
I think so, yeah.
Unable to pay the reconstructionalist taxes imposed on Terra, Scarlett dupes her younger sister, Sullen's fiance, the middle-aged...
Those Yankees were so bad.
And he's bad?
No, the Yankees were with all those reconstruction
taxes. That's true. The middle-aged and wealthy general store owner, Frank Kennedy, into marrying her by saying Sullen got tired of waiting and married another suitor. And because it was 1861, I guess there was just no way to check. He was like, oh, you dead? All right, I guess I'm done. Forget it.
Yeah.
Frank, Ashley, Rhett, and several other accomplices make a night raid on a shanty town after Scarlett is attacked while driving through it alone, resulting in Frank's death. With Frank's funeral barely over, Rhett proposes to Scarlett, and she accepts. There's so much weird stuff that happens at funerals in this movie.
Mark, I'm telling you, the movie is just bizarre.
Okay, we got two paragraphs left. I feel like we need to complete this.
Okay, I have a question answered, by the way.
Okay, yeah.
What year did you say the movie was filmed in? 39?
Yeah, 39 or something. Yeah.
39. Clark Gable was born in 1901. So he was 38 when he made this movie, and he still looks like he was 60.
He does. Rhett and Scarlett have a daughter whom Rhett names Bonnie Blue, because we're just so good at naming things in this movie. But Scarlett, still pining for Ashley and chagrined at the perceived ruin of her figure, lets Rhett know that she wants... Good God. No more... Wait, I'm still making... Are you sure that Rhett is Clark Gable?
Absolutely.
Okay. I don't... All right. I'm just looking. I'm just making sure.
If I'm getting this wrong...
Yeah, he is. He is. He's a visitor from Charleston. I'm reading the cast.
Yeah.
Okay. Still pining for Ashley. Let's Rhett know that she wants no more children. They will no longer share a bed. So, like, he does all this, and then they're divorced. One day at Frank's Mill, Scarlett and Ashley are seen embracing by Ashley's sister, India, and harboring an intense dislike of Scarlett, she eagerly spreads rumors. Later that evening, Rhett, having heard the rumors, forces Scarlett to attend a birthday party for Ashley. Incapable of believing anything bad of her, Melanie stands by Scarlett's side so that all know that she believes the gossip to be false. After returning home from the party, Scarlett finds Rhett downstairs drunk, and they argue about Ashley.
Oh.
Let me tell you, I am sure that a man drunk in 1860 was totally chill to women he was mad at.
Absolutely.
Rhett kisses Scarlett against her will, stating his intent to have sex with her that night, and carries the struggling Scarlett to the bedroom. Okay, so now there's a rape. Jesus.
That's the, I believe that's the, frankly, I don't give a damn. I believe that's the moment.
Wait, frankly, I don't give a damn? I've heard that. That's about a rape? Like,
I think I didn't realize it until you put it there, but I remember that's the scene that it's from.
That's like finding out Here's Looking at You, Kid, is about him trying to get an actual child. Wait, I thought it was like, we're gonna be together and I love you, but they don't want us to. And he's like, frankly, I don't give a damn. Come with me. And she's like, yay. I didn't realize he was dragging her kicking and screaming into the bedroom.
Yeah, I don't think it was kicking and screaming.
This movie
it was a little
be
more
banned from everywhere.
See, but this is the thing is there's you can understand why someone might not want to put this up front and be like, yeah, we're proud of this. And to like this is you said Megyn Kelly was really upset about it. But if you want your slavery nostalgia, you can get it somewhere else.
The next day, Rhett apologizes for a behavior, you know, that inconvenient little rape, apparently, and offers Scarlett a divorce, which she rejects, saying it would be a disgrace. When Rhett returns home from an extended trip to London, Scarlett informs him that she is pregnant. Again, I guess, because of the rape? But an argument ensues which results in her falling down a flight of stairs and suffering a miscarriage? What the frig?
How? Mark, how have you never seen this movie? See what you're missing out on?
Good Lord! As she is recovering, tragedy strikes when Bonnie dies while attempting to jump a fence with her pony. This lady's life is terrible. How does this not end with her putting a bullet in her brain? Scarlett and Rhett visit Melanie, who has suffered complications arising from a new pregnancy on her deathbed. This, by the way, you know what this movie reads like? Final destination for people who liked slavery. Like, it's they're all just getting picked off one by one by karma.
Well, it was a book. I mean, like, it started as a book. And I didn't realize how quickly the movie was made after the book.
Yeah, like 3 years.
Yeah.
As Scarlett consoles Ashley, Rhett prepares to leave Atlanta. Having realized that it was him she truly loved all along and not Ashley, Scarlett pleads with Rhett to stay. Wait, so the whole time, this guy rapes her, I guess throws her down the stairs, he wants a divorce, and then it turns out she's like, wait, it was you the whole time? What?
Yeah, mate, that sounds more like Stockholm Syndrome to me.
Yes. She pleads with him to stay, but Rhett rebuffs her and walks away into the morning fog. Are you sure that's not when he says, frankly,
maybe,
I don't give
maybe,
a damn?
Maybe it's at the end. Maybe okay. I'm messing up when it
well,
is. I just remember them near a staircase, that's all. They were
that makes more sense. That's when he says it, as opposed to, are you going to rape me? I don't want you to. And he's like, frankly, I don't care. Like, wait, that's horrible.
I almost want to go watch the scene and see what part of the movie
I'll look it up right after this, because apparently this is the only topic we're doing today. Scarlett pleads with Rhett to stay, but Rhett rebuffs her and walks away into the morning fog, leaving her in tears on the staircase. A distraught Scarlett returns to home to Tara, believing that one day she will get Rhett back. And roll credits.
End of the movie.
Okay.
Oh, wait, play the music again.
So, yeah, well, hold on. I'm going to Frankly, My Dear, I Don't Give a Damn. There's a scene. Let's see what this is about.
Red, you go. Where shall I go? What shall I do?
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
Okay. It's definitely the end of the movie.
It's definitely the end. Okay. It's
so
not what I thought it was.
Would you like to
my mistake. My mistake. I'm sorry. I got the details about the slavery movie wrong. Oh, God. I'm awful. I don't know how I'll ever live that down.
Oh, wow. And, okay. Well, I guess that's it for today. We have so
you
much.
You really didn't want to talk about NASCAR.
We can talk about NASCAR tomorrow.
Okay.
Do you want to talk about NASCAR now?
No, it's fine. We'll do it tomorrow.
All right. Any thoughts before we get out of here?
No, that's, I just, we do need to do this for Smokey and the Bandit one day, though.
Sure. We can just do a segment called Things I've Never Seen.
Maybe it'll be our spinoff podcast.
Yes. More show next.